833 Joe Alex. If you are currently dating someone that you've never met, or maybe in the past you've done that, online distance relationships are becoming so popular now with teens. They say that sex is actually going down between that age group. That really just blows my mind. I did long distance dating, but she was my girlfriend, and then I proposed to her a few months later. That's my wife, Lindsay, and we were like 7 hours away. We were like one end of a state to another end away.
But how long did you guys talk, either text or online, before meeting face to face?
Oh, not at all. Like she was, like I was already face to face, so I guess it doesn't count then, right?
No, but that's not true technically because you guys met on Twitter. So there was a period.
Like, did you text for a week before meeting?
Oh, before that,
you met her.
Yeah. I worked in radio when I was in Grand Rapids, Michigan, and my wife lived there, and I tweeted out like, hey, you know, call me good luck Chuck, because a girl that I was dating got pregnant after she dated me. Like every girl after they went with me either got engaged or pregnant. So I was a really good luck charm. And she's like, oh my God, me too. I'm like, what, you're pregnant? But no. So I think after we started tweeting back and forth about 2 weeks later, we actually like texted.
And we
went out like on our first date.
So you went out on your first date like the week that you guys started texting?
A week or two, yeah.
Okay.
Within a week or two. Not that long. Not long at all.
So according to the Wall Street Journal, who did this entire study, they said that if your teenager hasn't been in a relationship like this where they communicate solely online only and haven't met face-to-face, then they definitely know like at least two friends that have. And they said that basically you are just dating online. Like, they don't even try to meet each other. Like, you go home and you just talk to your boyfriend on the computer, whether that's through an app or you meet on Snapchat or whatever. And I did this when I was in school. I for sure had these little relationships. And they said some of these can last months or some of them will last years.
What do you get out of these relationships? Like, what comes out of these? Because that sounds terrible and boring to me.
You know, kind of like companionship a little bit, even if, like, you aren't in person. But if you're younger, and like, also, you don't have a car or you don't have your license. There's just not that much like need for, I feel like, in person, like companionship as much.
Is there
when
even
you're
a
younger.
Need for dating that young anyways? Like, if you can't do anything, why even date?
Well, you guys, this actually happened to me. Like, me and my boyfriend, Chase, we dated for 6 months before we actually met each other. Have I ever told you guys the story?
No. That sounds so weird. 833 Joe Alex, it just sounds weird to me. I'm not saying you're a weirdo, but I don't understand this.
How did you guys start dating? What online forum did you meet on? Because clearly it
Craigslist?
Was online.
No, it's really embarrassing. But,
okay.
You ever heard of the website called Chat Roulette?
Yes.
Yeah, it's where people are naked and stuff.
I used to get on that whenever I went to sleepovers.
Yes, me too. We got on it as a joke.
Well, one night I was like working late at Applebee's, and me and all my friends, we got out of work and we were drinking. We went to my friend's house, drank some more, and then like we were drunk, and as for fun, like we pulled up this website, and then so we were pretty drunk, and then we were on this chat roulette website. In case you don't know where it is, a random person pops up and is video chatting you, and it could be anyone in the world. So we were doing this for like 30 minutes, and then Chase popped up. And
by himself? Was he by himself doing it?
He was by himself, and they actually were really mean to him. Like, my friends, like, they started calling him, like, gay or, you know, like, as
that's
a degrading
nice.
Term. And I saw him and was like, I just felt so bad. I was like, oh, he's like a good-looking guy. I felt really bad about that. So all my friends went to sleep. And then for a whole hour when they went to sleep, I tried to find him. I clicked next. There's like millions of people on this website, and we actually found each other.
Holy
no
smokes.
Wow, wait, so where's Rihanna? We found love in a hopeless place. Come on.
So were you out at the time?
No, not at all. At that time, I didn't even think I could date a guy.
But you thought he was cute.
Yeah, and we ended up talking. We talked for 6 months. Next thing you know, we dated, moved in together, and boom, we've been together 7 years.
That's crazy.
Wow, yeah. That'll be awesome
so
at your
you guys
wedding.
You dated for 6 months without ever meeting.
Correct.
But what
when
does that
I was
mean,
in an eighth grade, that was when MySpace was still a thing, and I had found this kid that I thought was so hot that went to another school. And we friended each other on MySpace, started messaging and all this stuff for probably several months. And finally, I ended up telling my parents about him. I was like, hey, there's this boy. I really like him. I want to meet him. He told his parents, there's this girl. I really like her. I want to meet her. So his parents drove him like 30 minutes to my house and dropped him off. And my parents met him and stuff. And we ended up hanging out. And he was one of my very first boyfriends ever, and I ended up being his first kiss.
Aww. How long did you guys date after you guys met each other?
Oh, probably just a few months. But then we just stayed friends all throughout like high school and all those things. And then there was a little period in high school, I think we briefly dated again.
Hey, Sarah, you're on the Joe and Alex show. How'd you meet your boyfriend?
I met him on a video game.
Which one?
A game called Second Life.
Okay.
Oh, I've heard of that.
Yeah.
So how long did you guys talk online only before meeting, or have you ever met?
We have met, but we talked online for 10 months before we met.
Almost a year.
Wow, that's crazy.
How far away does he live from you?
He lives about 5 hours away.
Okay.
So that's doable. Like, if you wanted to see each other for a long weekend, you could. Now, how many times have you actually met?
He's come into town about 7 or 8 times.
Oh, wow.
And how long? How long have you been dating?
Almost 2 years now.
Okay.
Has either one of you talked about moving to be with the other person?
I'm actually moving this summer, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh, that's crazy.
Congratulations.
Dang, Second Life for the win. Hey, Sarah, thanks for calling in.
Thanks.
But wait, Sarah, hold on.
Oh, okay.
If Sarah leaves, you're still going to listen, right?
Well, I have to go to school, so.
No, I mean like long term, like when you leave, I hope you download the Joe and Alex Show podcast. I say no, we're not letting Sarah move. She's staying with us. We're your relationship. We're all you need.
Turn that second life into a third life.
That sounds like a codependent, unhealthy, toxic relationship.
You know what? You were a little bit right about that one. Lenny, you're the social guy out there. I always see you doing stuff. Do you have any kind of connection to actual online dating? Because I know you get tons of like people hitting on you all the time.
Dude, I totally was catfished by a girl for 2 years.
2 years?
Oh,
Lenny,
God.
By the way, is our...
I was in love with this girl.
Lenny's our technical producer in Houston on the new 92.1. So what do you mean you were catfished and in love?
So I had met this girl actually on a video game, League of Legends, and we talked for like, we didn't even talk. We were literally texting on that app Kick. You know that app?
Yeah, yep. Yeah.
Yeah, we were texting back and forth. I wrote her love songs. And then one day I finally worked up the courage to talk to her. And she was like, "You sound like a girl on the phone." And it broke my heart to shreds.
Oh my
so, like,
gosh.
I started doing push-ups. I was listening to Eminem till I collapsed. And I started doing voice exercises.
Yeah.
And then what
happened? How old were you?
10?
I was probably, like, 13.
I was going to say, you had to have been very, very young if she thought your voice sounded like
Are
that.
Are any of those songs still around, those love songs that we could
Dude,
maybe
I have
play?
It memorized.
But wait, how'd you get catfished? I want to know the end of the story.
Like, oh,
did
yeah.
Did you finally
so
meet her or what?
So my friend actually was on the phone when I was talking to her the day she said I sounded like a girl.
Uh-huh.
And after that, she didn't want to talk to me anymore, and she started talking to my friend.
Ugh.
So my friend Skyped her one day, and it turns out she looked nothing like the picture she was sending me.
Oh, but she was better?
She was bad.
I say we wrap this up on a positive note with love. Let's hear a little bit of that song that you memorized.
Are you ready?
Yeah, no swearing. Keep in mind, it's the radio.
Because every morning I wake up, I'm looking at my phone to check and see if you are at your home. Because if you were, we could text all day. We could fight and argue, but I love you anyway.
Oh,
oh my God.
That's so cute.
I got your location on your Snapchat.
Lenny,
I can see exactly
I wish
where
I would have met
at.
Somebody like you on Club Penguin. You can sing me songs.
You two are long lost goals right there. Thank you, Lenny. That was beautiful.